All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Unsolicited Advice Podcast. I am Ryan Wachowski.
I'm J.R. Bennett.
Hello, how are you? Great. Everybody here is wonderful. Just having another podcast. No guests this week, just two of us rambling, but we do have some really great things to talk about.
Definitely lots happened.
And a lot of stuff has happened. I want to share a story, which is sort of bizarre. I think you guys will appreciate this. So, I have a car that I'm looking to get rid of, okay? And I have another car, but my old car is parked in my parking lot at my apartment complex. It's parked in an unassigned parking spot. So it's been there for a couple weeks. And so yesterday, a couple days ago, I pulled into my driveway and I noticed that the car is parked in a different spot than when I left it. So I'm sort of just stunned. Weird. I'm like, weird. And I'm thinking, all right, did I move it? No, I didn't move it. Okay, so I checked that off the list. Maybe my roommate moved it, but he wouldn't have done that without asking me. So I text him. I say, hey, did you give my keys to anybody? And of course, he says no. So I come upstairs and I get my keys, a spare key I have, and I go check the car out. And I've seen too many movies. One of my things was like, what if I open this car up and it explodes? Like, I've seen too many gangster movies, you know? I don't, like, know what's going on here. Like, I check inside the car, make sure nobody's there.
Because somebody with extensive knowledge of explosives would definitely be out to
kill
you. Maybe
I was mistaken for somebody else. I don't know. But yeah, so okay. I go in the car. There's a box of cigarettes, empty box of cigarettes on there. I could open it up and look inside
smoke.
There. I don't smoke cigarettes, mm-hmm. So it wasn't me. And so I start searching around the rest of the car. There's really nothing in there because I cleared it all out. And I see a little receipt sitting on the floor. I look at the receipt. The receipt is from a fast food restaurant called Carl's Jr.
I've never heard of this before. Carl's Jr. you speak of, yeah.
And I had not been there that day. And I checked the location. It was in Lodi, California, which is, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half, hour.
It's really far away.
It's far.
It's in the Central Valley. It's totally out of the area.
Yeah, I didn't go there is the point. I did not go there. And I looked at the time. It was time set at 3:42 p.m. I don't know what time I checked mine at. Maybe 8:30 or 9 o'clock, let's say I was doing this at. So the point is that somebody took my car.
Wait, what time was the receipt?
It was at 3:48.
3:48 p.m.?
3:48 p.m., yeah.
So in broad daylight.
The receipt is actually right here.
It wouldn't be 3:48 a.m.
No, 3:48 p.m.
So this is the receipt. The guy got a small Western combo.
Yeah.
And which is a Western burger, I imagine. Small fries and a small Coke. So they were mindful of, you know, how much money they were spending.
Exactly.
8:42. This is messed up. This is weird. Did they, like...
Well, he did use his credit card. Yeah, so they got their credit card flash four in there.
That's huge. I mean, just the fact that...
This was a big mistake by whoever took the car.
There's a time stamp on this thing, and you could just go back to the Carl's Jr. and rewind the video, right? Did you call Carl's Jr.?
All I've done so far is file a police report. There's more to the story, though. All
right. Keep going.
So I talked to my... Well, this is the main piece of evidence we have right here.
This is huge, and we're touching it, but I don't know if you've taken fingerprints off this yet.
It's too late.
It would be in a plastic bag. I'd be handling it with salad tongs right now.
So
it's amazing you have evidence.
I do have evidence, and the cigarette cart is still in there. Anyway, so I talked to my roommate. I get home. My roommate's here, maybe the next day I actually talked to him. He's like, yeah. He's like, you know what? I saw somebody driving your car yesterday.
Are you fucking with me?
Yeah. He was like, it's the guy who's always... There's always a man standing outside smoking a cigarette by the driveway. And so he's standing right there. Speaking of
and
people,
my
roommate's actually home right now. So, speak of the devil.
Devil?
We're talking about the story. You're the only eyewitness to the crime that occurred.
Yeah.
The eyewitness has appeared. So anyway, my roommate...
So you saw this guy?
Yeah.
All right, come
work. It's funny. Did he explain to you, like, how it all went?
That's what we're doing right now. We just got to the point where you were, saw the man driving the vehicle.
So I think that's the funniest part of it was, in the back of my mind, I knew exactly what Ryan's old car looked like. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's his car, but he'd never said anything about it. He said he got a new car, and I was like, all right, well, don't think anything of it. Like, maybe he sold it to this other person, because it was in that same end spot for, like, maybe the couple weeks that I'd seen it there. And then just randomly, what was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
He texts me, oh, you know, did somebody come asking for the keys? And I'm like, I have no idea. I was sleeping most of the time, but I did see somebody driving that car. And he's like, you saw somebody driving my car? And I'm like, that's still your car. I didn't know it was still his car because I would have said something earlier. But, yeah, it turned out it was his car, and it was this dude that just likes to hang out smoking cigarettes right by it, actually. Yeah.
You see him there all the time?
Yeah.
I know who he is.
And I saw him after.
Yeah.
I saw him yesterday right outside here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Like, absolutely no shit.
Wow. So that's crazy. So,
continue.
So,
I got questions.
Let's hear your questions.
Well, how did
do you want me to finish the story first?
Is part of the story how he broke into the car and was able to drive the car?
Okay, well, good point. So there is no sign of force entry into the vehicle.
Yeah.
And I even checked the steering column to see if maybe he straight. I don't mean I'm not a stealer car, but I know I'm assuming you have to do something with the steering column to get into it. Usually, nothing. Everything is intact, 100%.
Right.
You know. So.
Okay. So you'd think he'd have a key or something.
That's the scary part.
Right.
How does he have a key?
And you'd have like one of those keys like in a magnet thing underneath your wheel well.
No.
You'd have any of that going on.
No.
Okay.
So how did somebody come into my apartment?
Right.
Take the car key?
Uh-huh.
At some point in time?
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
That's the freaky part about it. I don't know.
Because you do leave your door unlocked sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
The day before, I had somebody toilet paper in my car that I drive the day before with a note that said something along the lines of, we might actually have
this.
This piece of evidence.
This is your other car, right?
This is the other car.
You have two cars. This is the new one.
This is the new one that I actually use. You got toilet paper with a note on it that said, hey, you stupid motherfucker. I had to park my car somewhere else. He said, you're a stupid motherfucker. You're parked in a fire lane. Your mother must have been fucked in the ass too many times. But the kicker was...
I can follow that logic, yeah.
It makes perfect sense. The kicker was he left his apartment number
on
the note.
It was like... It was a challenge.
I think that was to throw me off, perhaps, though.
I don't know, man. You think so?
This guy, by the way, has a fucking antenna. He lives in the third story of this apartment complex.
Yeah, he has a ham radio antenna. It's like 14 feet tall, sticking straight out.
I don't think he ever leaves his apartment except for a monitor. I've never really seen him.
He's
outside.
Like Jodie Foster in what's that movie called?
Contact.
Contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking for aliens. Maybe his dad. I don't know. But he's angry. That's the point.
He's definitely angry.
So
guy.
Ryan, you did park in an area.
I did break the law.
You broke the laws of the community that were agreed upon, and you parked in an area where your car was not supposed to be. So this was not unprovoked, to be totally fair.
You told him not the first part of that.
Yeah, I guess there was a price to be paid for my actions.
I'm teasing. Of course, there's no...
Was it karmic or direct, though? You know, because I don't think it was direct. I don't think it was the same guy, but...
No, I don't think so
maybe
either.
Maybe it was karmic. Who knows?
Karmic?
You know, like, it was like, you shouldn't have parked there, and shit came back, but...
So the story with the stolen car gets a little bit weirder. I mean, if that's possible. So I decided to park my car and across the street because I don't want some stranger dude driving the car again without me knowing. I filed a police report yesterday. I'm coming home yesterday and I need to park my car. My parking lot is full again, so I need to park across the street. And I notice that the interior light of the car is still parked in the same spot that I moved it to. However, the interior light was on, which I thought was a little bit weird because I didn't put the light on. So I did a little walk by, and then I came back home. I walked across the street, noticed there was about 3 or 4 more miles on the vehicle. Nothing else had really been moved around the car.
This guy's got himself a new car.
He does. It seems like he has a nice new car.
He's just taking it out front. He must have a key.
If he wanted to drive it, I would let him drive it for a small fee.
Like rent it.
Yeah, exactly.
But dude, don't be a dick. You can't take it upon yourself to start using somebody's car. And he's got to have a key, right?
It appears that he has a key to get into the car.
Yeah. So what's your next move here? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go check it after this, and then assuming it's been used again, I'm just going to call the police and report it stolen. And I tell him I actually know the guy lives in the... I actually remember where he lives. He lives on the corner unit over here. Uh-huh. I don't want to confront him because he, I don't think that's a safe thing to do. So I will.
What? Why are you going to wait till it happens again before you report him? Because you know who he is. You
I already filed a police report on online, but nobody's gotten back to me, so I don't know what they do. They probably just file those away and nobody ever sees it, I'm guessing.
And not to be super critical, but I'm curious. Like, what? Why'd you choose? I've never even heard about filing a police report online.
Yeah.
That's a new thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Did that feel like satisfying when you? I mean, that seems like the most unsatisfying way to report a crime. I'll just type it into this database, never to be heard from again.
I assume it was effective as going into the. You know, when you order a pizza online, you still get the same thing that you ordered just because you didn't go in the store and order it.
No, I guess I don't have confidence in the system.
Well, I don't either since it's been a day. Nobody's thought to contact me about this.
I just have, like, a natural sense of urgency. Like, come on, we got to go. We got to get this guy.
And this is a weird thing, too. Yeah. This isn't just, like, I lost my cell phone. I can't find it. This is somebody's borrowing my car at their own.
Yeah.
Their own wishes.
So. It's crazy. I want to, like, call the cops right now and be like, we caught him. We got him. You know what I mean?
Make a citizen's arrest.
Right? Solve the crime.
I think if it is a felony, you can make a citizen's arrest, if I do understand the laws.
After you looked it up yesterday?
Now, a little bit ago, you said that you think the guy, maybe it wouldn't be safe to confront him.
Yeah.
Paint the picture for me. What makes this an unsafe
situation? It's a pretty simple visual. Is I say, hey, please stop using my car. And he just pulls out a gun and shoots me. That's really just the only thing that I can think of.
Okay.
I'm just going right to that.
Okay.
Worst case scenario.
That would be the worst case scenario. Absolutely.
I do want to avoid that if at all possible.
I can think
of a few other worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
I guess it could be drawn out for a while.
Exactly. Yeah,
it could get really bad.
Get pretty sexual. In ways that you don't want
to. Yeah, not in the fun Las Vegas kind of sexual way. So, does he look like the kind of guy that...
Well, he does talk to himself a lot. Okay. So I think he might be dealing with some mental handicaps there.
Yeah.
Put it lightly.
How about we take the car and park it somewhere else?
Like around the corner at a store somewhere?
Yeah, like you could park it like at your friend's apartment complex. You know, if you have a friend in the area, you could use one of the visitor spots there and let one of their psychos figure it out and maybe try to steal it. But at least this one would be fooled, the psycho of this neighborhood.
Well, the car was one issue. The issue of how he got into the apartment to get the key or where he got a key from is of a slight concern.
Yeah, that's a big concern.
Did he see me leave one day? Like, I'm going to walk my dog, left the door unlocked. He came in, went through some shit, found the car key, and took it?
Right.
Could be.
That's what I think. That's my hypothesis. Yeah, I don't know how else you're going to get in and out of a car and use it like
which
that.
Which means he must have been paying some attention to my activity.
I don't know if it's possible to drop a key. I don't know if it's possible. I mean, another person was driving this car for a while.
Yeah.
So there are other people with keys. Who knows if those keys, like, you know, could have gotten mixed up somewhere. Dropped in the parking lot or...
I'm the only person who's really had those keys. Like, I knew I had both of them.
Okay.
When I bought this,
do you
other,
still
when
have
I had this, I know I haven't looked for the other one yet, but I'm sure it's somewhere.
Okay, I think we should look for that one.
Yeah. It might be in that drawer right there. Is my best guess.
And you have let's look inside.
There's a lot of stuff in that drawer.
There was a key in here.
Yeah, well, I took one of the keys out.
Okay.
So. Just go ahead and.
Let's not do that right now.
No, let's not do that right now.
All right,
yeah,
so it could be the key could be in the drawer.
Even if the key is gone, what does it mean?
The key's gone.
It doesn't make it any.
Well, see, here's the thing.
It worse. I hope I do find the key here.
Yeah, right. Because then it means that he didn't come in. There's some other way, right?
Yeah.
And that's a big question you want answered. So that's a reason why you would want to report him, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe you could just move the car out and just kind of secure the car. The car's gone now. And then when you catch him outside, I don't know, you just talk to him and be like, hey, I know you used the car. It's all good.
The guy is schizophrenic. He's schizophrenic. He's somewhere. He's schizophrenic. He's, you know, he's hearing voices and talking to himself.
Okay.
I don't know what sort of positive communication we're gonna have, where ideas are exchanged and then contained within each other. I don't see that happening.
All right.
So, I you know.
So what? How do you want to deal with this situation?
I just want it to stop. I want to know how we got the key to the car.
How do you think you might be able to figure that out?
Ask him.
Okay.
But it's not going to be me.
Somebody with rapport.
If he's a smart guy, he's not going to say, yeah, I have the key to your car.
Okay. Like a family member.
Even if I say somebody saw you. I was thinking, I'm a little sick. I was like, this is how extortion happens to people. Like, you could be like, listen, I'm going to report you to the police unless, how can you help me out?
Right.
This is how people get caught. Situations like this.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? So this ran through your mind.
But I did play out this fantasy in my head a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I was envisioning a lot of money coming my way.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he's just got a trust fund or something.
Yeah,
doesn't use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not a freaking maniac like that.
He just
that.
Really liked your car.
But I'm not a maniac. The other thing is, I think that he might have taken the car thinking this is going to be great. But then he realized it's a piece of shit, and that it was in an accident, and the airbag is deployed and not fixed, and the seatbelt doesn't work.
Okay.
And it's just not very nice on the inside after a while, so I'm thinking that maybe he returned it because of that.
Why don't you call your insurance and report it being broken into?
That car's not even covered on my insurance anymore.
There's no insurance on it.
Yeah.
How's that fried chicken coming through? Is it picking up nicely?
Let's see. Put another piece on there.
All right. If you can hear anything in the background, that's fried chicken.
We're celebrating the 15th and 15th podcast.
Podcast with some celebration fried chicken.
We're going to have fried chicken. What else are we having today?
A little bit of spinach.
Spinach, fried chicken. We're trying to keep it healthy.
Well, this is really disconcerting. I'm bothered. It's really troublesome to think, like, yeah, how did this guy get this key? It feels uneasy. I definitely know what you mean. Like, I can see how it'd be really uneasy to be dealing with somebody that you think is, like, maybe mentally ill, possibly dangerous, you know, and maybe has already been in your house.
Anybody who steals a car is not quite on the right wavelength thinking-wise,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was just some tweaker. I thought it was somebody been on meth for a while, needed a car, had some tweaked out thought they were going to return it and never going to be found out again.
Right.
You know.
That's a very tweaker move, especially to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Maybe somebody that was really high on drugs. Yeah.
That would be a better story. Yeah, this is a...
What are you thinking?
Have you ever had anything else, like anything like this happen? Anybody?
Anybody steal my car?
No, or anything. I've had a car stolen before.
Not that I could think of.
No break-ins, nothing like that?
There was, when I was much younger, actually. I was living in Hawaii, and I came back for the holidays to the Bay Area. And while I was gone, my apartment got robbed. And everything was trashed. And my neighbors caught them, like, in the act. They were taking out huge tube television. It's like a 42-inch thing weighed, you know, like...
500 pounds.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the neighbors caught them. They're like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're helping our friend move out.
Yeah.
And they, like, read my name off the mail. And they didn't know me because they were calling me James instead of J.R. And, yeah, but they still, I mean, they got away. Like, it's not like they, like, put him in a arm lock and wrestled them to the ground or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
They got away, and nothing really ever came of it. Just my apartment was a freaking mess. It's uneasy. It's really uneasy. I remember when I was a kid, too, there's a...
Well, you feel like you've been violated. You feel like somebody was in your space, and you didn't give them permission for it, and
all this
other stuff.
Yeah, and you don't... I mean, I could see people being really nervous about... the safety of their home moving forward, you know, will it be violated again? Will I be home? Could it get dangerous? Like, your mind starts wandering, and I mean, that's all we watch on TV is people, is, you know, terrible things happening to people
all
the time. So you can think of lots of good stuff.
Yeah, it's very scary.
My mom was really bothered. We got robbed when I was a kid, and I remember seeing my mom how bothered she was. That left an impression on me, definitely.
Anytime somebody's in your house, or even somebody a long time ago broke into my car, I probably left the door unlocked. But the point is, I came in the car and shit was all over the place.
Yeah.
Like everything I had was just thrown all over the place. It was a little bit. It was a lot. I felt like dirty driving the car around the rest of the day. I don't know how else to explain it.
It makes me angry too. Makes me want to like there should be some kind of justice. Yeah. Like I should be able to take vengeance, and it should be totally justified.
Yeah, like who is this person who thinks they're so awesome they can just go in my car whenever they want to?
Right. You know? Yeah.
I had this is a little bit different, but I did have when I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, I had a, I don't know if I've ever told you this story before, but we had a nice building, like newer type condos, and we all knew each other. And this guy moves in upstairs, and he was clearly a drug dealer. Clearly. I mean, he had a camera set up outside his freaking window into the parking lot, and there was all these people in and out. So one night I'm watching Jarhead, right? He lives right upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Jarhead, the movie about the Marine.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Classic.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a classic, but yeah. So
it's about the first Gulf War?
Yes, yes.
Classic.
So I'm sitting up there, and I'm watching it, and all of a sudden I just hear, pow, 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 and I'm like, what the fuck was that? And in my head, I'm thinking that must be a bookshelf falling down. Just, I'm thinking positive.
Through your filter, yeah.
The ceilings were about 10 feet, 15 feet high. They were tall ceilings.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell was that? All of a sudden, I hear a bunch of commotion. I hear a girl screaming. I hear a guy start to, like, moaning. Like,
oh, no.
Like a creepy, like he was trying to catch his breath type moment. He couldn't catch his breath.
Wow.
Really loud. Similar to like
that bookcase must have fallen on him.
It must have fallen on him. That's what I said. Oh my god, this guy had a bookcase fall from. Until I looked out the window, and two men are jumping out of a second story window. One guy jumped out the window. Sorry, he busts his head on a car, an SUV. So he falls down, smacks his head, and he's laying there.
Jeez.
And then I hear a bunch of ruckus up and down the hallway, and. Apparently one of the suspects had fled, right? I looked out the window and I had seen, all I saw was, I think I vaguely remember seeing some people in a black car just sort of going off in the distance. Meanwhile, this fucking guy upstairs is
moaning.
Shot and moaning.
Yeah.
Not
with
good.
A bookcase on top of him.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Point is, bookcase is code word for he got shot.
Okay.
The funny thing about it is, I open up the door and there's like blood all up and down the hallway. Really, just really disturbing scene, you know. And the guy upstairs died.
Wow.
He was murdered, right? And so what happened was, as I'm looking out the window at this, you know, I'm sort of seeing all the cop cars and everything like that. They roll this guy out in the stretcher. They don't even bother to cover up his freaking body or his face. He's just like draped over the stretcher, all pale white. Just dead, you know. Something I don't really want to see. Still burned into my skull.
Yeah,
you know, this happened in 2006 or something like that.
It's really inconsiderate.
It's,
it's like, you don't want to see that, you know.
Well, it turns out the story that happened was, this guy was a drug dealer upstairs. These two other guys wanted to rob him. The drug dealer's girlfriend was coming to visit. The two suspects. Kidnapped her, took her at gunpoint in the parking lot, walked her up to the second story at gunpoint, and so they were going to get her to let him in, right? They were going to get her to let them in so they could rob him. So I guess his girlfriend and the person upstairs, the drug dealer, had a system in place where if that happened, she was to put the key in the keyhole and then saw it back a couple times,
mm-hmm.
as a sign to like, get ready, this is about to happen.
Wow.
Right? Well, the two suspects were keen to this sort of procedure.
Goodness gracious.
And as soon as the door
opened... Everybody's so clever. How do they know all this? Yeah.
As soon as the door opened, gunshots started firing back and forth. One of the guys got scared, jumped out the window. That's the guy who hit his head on the ground.
And these guys live inside an episode of The Wire. Like, seriously, one of them knows. They come up with a plan to saw the key in the keyhole.
Yeah.
That's and the other people know that mm-hmm. that's the code. So then they just go in like, we're going in hot. And they kick the door open, and it's just, and then the guy gets shot, and they decide to jump out of the window. Do they make off with anything? Or?
I don't know if they made off with anything. I know they end up getting caught for that. I remember going to work the next day, and I was not able to function properly for, like, the next few days.
Yeah.
Like, hearing that dude die, and the gunshots, and everything like that, and seeing them get, you know, carried off. I was just, like, in a daze for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days. It was interesting, though.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
It, like, kind of rings your bell. I don't know if it... I remember...
Well, I was pissed off because we all told the landlord, this dude upstairs is this dope dealer, like, something's going to happen at some point in time. We all saw it coming. Nobody saw that happening, you know what I mean?
It's a really casual landlord.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So,
did the girlfriend live?
Oh, the girlfriend? I don't think she got shot. She was still alive.
Is that how you... Is like, where did you hear the story about the key?
Well, we had detectives come and talk to us.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a bunch of detectives come and talk to us.
With poor boundaries. They just gave you all the details of the case.
Yeah, I don't know how I found that information out, actually. I'm assuming it was the detectives. I could have talked to somebody else upstairs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
That's wild. That was in where?
That was in Cleveland, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's insane.
That sort of ruins it for you the rest of the time you live somewhere.
Yeah.
When there's a murder. Yeah. It's kind of,
how long were you living there before that happened?
Like a year or something like that.
About a year.
It was a really nice place before that. I mean, everybody knew each other. There was a bunch of younger people, and we all sort of hung out.
If it wasn't for the drug dealer, like, you didn't feel like it was dangerous walking down the street?
Oh, the neighborhood was... It was one of those neighborhoods where... I don't know what to compare it to here, but it was one of those areas where they're really developing... at a lot, so they're starting to put a lot of nice residential areas that were priced for people who were able to afford it.
Gentrification,
yes, that's what was happening.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, so, like, we had this place, and then outside at night, it was right next to, there was a gay bar to the left, another one right next door, so there was a lot of activity, there was a lot of prostitution and things like that. You go right out in the hill, and there's the projects were right down this hill, down the street. Then you go across the street the other way, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of in this gray area. It was really in this sort of transitional period.
The gray area, which ironically was also the gay area.
The gay area.
Your apartment's right in between the two gay clubs.
Yes, exactly. Cleveland. It's called Man's World. It was one of them. I remember Man's World.
I love it.
That's what it was called.
What's the other one?
The other one was called... it was called... Man, I can't remember anymore. It's been so long. Man's World sort of stuck out, though.
Yeah, that's just slapping you in the face with it right there. I mean, there's no confusion about what kind of bar that is.
Definitely not.
Well, that's some interesting stuff. How are we doing on time here?
Yeah, we're about 27 minutes. Maybe we should wind it up and just call this a little story time podcast.
That was some good story time. Some interesting stuff, some serious stuff. I'm going to be really interested to check back in next time. I know the listeners will, too, to hear what happens. What's the next chapter in the saga of Ryan's stolen car? Will he confront the schizophrenic? Will the police get involved?
Mm-hmm.
Or will he, I don't know, just kind of continue letting this guy use his car? There's a lot of unanswered questions. We'll get to him, though.
Maybe I can put a little envelope on there for him to put like one of those baskets they hand around in church.
Yeah.
I can leave it there for maybe some compensation for my usage of my car.
Yeah, like a tip jar with a strong suggestion on
it. Yeah, like, please. Yeah. Oh, that it's like passive. No. It's like passive extortion. Like, here is an envelope that holds $20.
Yeah.
Maybe you should think about putting $20 in here so you can keep using the car.
Yeah.
And remain a free man.
Right. You gotta wrap in not calling the police in there somehow really cleverly without being explicit. Or you could just be like, thank you for your tip. Like, that kind of presumptuous, like, they assume you're already going
to
tip.
I'm realizing if you're going to extort somebody, not to put it in a public forum, such as a podcast.
The good thing about this is
strong evidence in court.
The good thing about this podcast, Ryan, is that this is not a public forum. No one listens to this podcast.
It is out there, though.
It is out there.
Yeah.
Well...
But what's probably going to happen is I'm going to report the police, and hopefully they just stop it. It needs to be confronted, especially if it's still happening. I can't just let it continue to happen as the point.
Yeah. Like, no, you can't.
It's not an option.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
I'll let you guys go on what's going on with that. Also, I think we're going to have Dr. Asad on, who was on last week. If you guys haven't listened to that one, it's chiropractor, and we got some really, really good, awesome information. We want to have a part two to dive into that a little bit deeper. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, we interviewed somebody, we interviewed him, and take a listen.
Yeah, that's the that's the interview episode.
Yeah.
It's the most recent episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going
to
stop.
So if you hear this one first,
you go back.
Go back and listen to the last one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then while you're at it, go ahead and check out the other ones prior to this, too.
Mm-hmm. There's about 15 of them.
There's about 15 of them. All right, we're going to stop.
Unless you have anything else to say.
I don't. I'm good.
Just continue the blather a little longer.
All right.
Thanks.